Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of June 2020. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a batch of pleas seeking to restrain the center from proceeding with All India Counseling for undergraduate and postgraduate medical courses without implementing 50% other backward classes reservation in Tamil Nadu. Supreme Court has issued notice Maharashtra government, central government, NINCBI, in a petition seeking National Investigation Agency, NIA, and Central Bureau of India, CBI, probe into the Palghar lynching case. Delhi High Court has restrained Crime Branch of Delhi Police from giving statements or circulating information regarding allegations and evidence allegedly collected against Pinjra Todd member Devangana Kalita or against any other accused of Delhi riots to the media or on social media platforms. Bombay High Court has granted bail to a sub-inspector with Mumbai police accused by his second wife of divorcing her by forwarding a text message saying talak three times. Rajasthan High Court has directed its registry to not entertain any such petitions that are filed in or disclose the name of rape victims. Supreme Court has allowed the Medical Council of India's MCI plea to extend the last date to grant a letter of permission for the establishment of new medical colleges as well as for the renewal of existing colleges and the increase in intake capacity in MBBS and super speciality medical courses. Supreme Court has directed the banks and financial institutions to release loans to home buyers whose loans have been sanctioned, notwithstanding the fact that their accounts are declared as non-performing assets, NPAs. Supreme Court has fixed the functional disability for a man who had to amputate lower limb at 75%, observing that compensation for loss of future earning has to be proper and just to enable him to live a life of dignity and not compensation which is elusive. Supreme Court has directed the Noida and Greater Noida authorities to cap the interest rate at 8% for delay in payment of land cost. Delhi High Court has declined jailed UniTech directors Sanjay and R.J. Chandra's plea for daily access to their lawyers, saying Supreme Court has directed not to provide them any additional facilities. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a public interest litigation seeking disclosure of information of source of funds of Prime Minister's Citizen Assistance and Relief in Emergency Situations Fund, PM CARES, and its utilization, noting that the petitioner had failed to file a right to information application in this regard. Bombay High Court has granted bail to an architect who was arrested after charging at a police officer who reminded him to wear a mask while he was taking a stroll at Marine Drive during the lockdown. Bombay High Court has granted liberty to 20 Mumbai residents who are members of a group called Save Our Coast to move to Supreme Court as they questioned the continuation of construction work for the coastal road. Calcutta High Court has observed that the exodus of the migrant labourers due to pandemic have exposed these younger children to be trafficked for some monetary gain and sustainability in life. Rajasthan High Court has issued notice on a public interest litigation challenging an order passed by Rajasthan Real Estate Regulation Authority granting an across-board 12-month extension for completion of registered real estate projects. Telangana High Court has observed that the state government's report is absolutely silent on the issue whether the dead bodies being released from hospitals are duly tested for the presence of coronavirus or not.